Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Thunder Buddies podcast. I'm Maddie Lee, joined by Joe Masato. I am in Indiana. Joe is back in Oklahoma City after the Thunder's 111-85 loss to the Indiana Pacers. Joe, this is the worst game that we've seen this year.
That was ugly. I mean, I feel like we've said it after every podcast, whether the Thunder win or lose it. Every game has been competitive, like surprisingly competitive, and really fun games to cover. This one, not so much.
I think Chris Paul summed it up the best, where we're talking to him post game. It was honestly a very short post game, because a lot of it was asking questions about why things went wrong, and guys be like, it was bad. So I asked at the very end, like, okay, what can you take from this game and bring into the next, you know, without looking at the film? Because he mentioned earlier, have to look at the film, which is how I kind of felt after this game. Like, how do you even begin to start to describe how bad this was? His answer was nothing really. We didn't do much of anything well. And it's like, yeah, that sums it up.
Yeah, I watched that video that you tweeted out, and it was he wanted no part of that. I don't think we want any part of it. But you know, we are obligated to do this podcast, so we're going to have to talk about this one. I just wonder, you know, you knew something like this was probably coming. I just did not think it was going to be tonight. Maybe it's three games in 4 days that caught up to them. But, like, this was not the Pacers even near full strength without Oladipo, Miles Turner, Jeremy Lamb. I mean, I know Terrence Ferguson didn't travel. But they got Steven Adams back. Like, the Thunder were in better shape heading into the game than the Pacers, I thought.
And have played much better teams close. Not to drag the Pacers. The Pacers are going to be good in the East, especially once Victor Oladipo comes back. But, like the Bucks are one of the better teams in the East, and the Thunder played them super close. You mentioned the injuries, so Steven Adams came back tonight from that left knee contusion that kept him out for two games earlier, like 2 weeks ago or something like that, and then won the game against the Bucks. And then Terrence Ferguson did not travel for personal reasons. You guys have, you know, the drill. Thunder does not comment about personal reasons. So we don't have clarity on what those exactly are. So we saw the Thunder's wing depth tested. It doesn't have much. Like, it's a weird thing, because it's not that, like, they don't have guys to put in there. They do. They just have everyone's already kind of playing out of position. And so then you end up used Abdul Nader and Deonte Burton to kind of take over those minutes with the second unit, and Hamdou Diallo started his first start of the season. But that wasn't the reason that they lost.
No, I mean, it wasn't the reason, but it was the lack of depth I thought was glaring at that position. I mean, Diallo has had a really good season, did not have his best game tonight. Definitely not all on him, but, like, I think they feel comfortable when he's in there. I mean, he's played with the starters. He's played with that second group. When they really took a step back is Abdul Nader. I mean, he was 2 of 9. He actually got to the rim really well. He just could not finish. I mean, he missed so many buckets around the rim, 2 of 9, 3 turnovers. Deonte Burton had some buckets in garbage time, but they just had to play guys who, I mean, they played 11 guys. They had already played 11 guys with 10 minutes left in the second quarter. So, like, Billy Donovan was emptying out the bench. And you had Thunder's just not deep enough to do that.
And you had some of those lineups with Abdul and Deonte at the same time.
Yeah.
And those are guys who have only played 4 games up to this point. So not to knock them, like they came in and they, you know, filled in fine. I say fine, like not a knock, like don't want to drag them.
They had to play.
They did fine. But no one else really played better. Like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who has been fantastic for the Thunder all season, was 3 of 11.
Yeah. Well, if you, yeah, Shai, that was probably his worst game of the year, and a lot of guys can say that after this game. But we focused so much on the 3-point guards, all of whom have been really good, in Shai, Chris Paul, and Dennis Schroeder. Those guys combined to go 8 for 28 tonight. That's sub 30%.
Not good. That Billy Donovan talked a lot about how they were taking, the Thunder as a whole were taking tough shots at the basket. He wanted them to pass out to the perimeter more, which, you know, there's a reason he's in that position. He knows a lot about basketball. But I brought up, like, okay, well, didn't shoot very well from the perimeter, because the Thunder through 3 quarters was 1 of 18 from 3. One of 18 through 3 quarters. Like, before garbage time, they probably made 3. Like, it was like...
Yeah. Dennis Schroeder was filling it up in garbage time.
Yeah. Dennis Schroeder scored their 2nd 3 of the game, and that was like a few minutes into the 4th. So, like, that's ridiculous. They finished the night shooting 6 of 25, but that's not at all reflective of the game as a whole. That's a lot of garbage time threes. Yeah. You had Burton 3 of 6. From 3, but all of those happened in the 4th. So, yeah, it would have been, I mean, the ball movement was an issue. The Thunder wasn't getting into their half-court offense as fast as we're used to seeing them do. And so then things got a little there were possessions where they were moving the ball like we're used to seeing them, but then there were others where they'd make 1 or 2 passes, and then a guy would kind of just go in the ISO, and just like, ooh.
Yeah, they got back to some bad habits. And, like, this is coming off 3 consecutive games where they set back-to-back-to-back season high in assists. They only had 19 tonight. I mean, most of that is they just missed threes. I mean, like, the coveted corner three, they were 0 of 7. Also, what might turn out to be my favorite stat of the season, I didn't even know this until I'm looking now, Deonte Burton led the team with 12 field goal attempts. That's incredible to me. Like, Deonte Burton could lead the team in shot attempts. That will probably, well, I'm going to say most certainly won't happen the rest of the year. So that's a quality stat. Anyway, that has nothing to do
that. You don't want that. No offense to Deonte Burton. Yet again, like, he's been a spark plug for the Thunder traditionally. Like, don't want to drag him, but you don't want him taking the majority of your shots.
No, not at all. And especially doing it in 18 minutes. And again, a lot of this did come in the 4th quarter.
Right.
But
that's not on him. That, like, he was playing right when he was with the other rotation players. But
ugh. Yeah. It was just a total throwaway game.
It really was. Well, and, like, okay, so they have a terrible 2nd quarter where they only score 17 points, but somehow miraculously are only down by 10 at the half. Mm-hmm. And Billy Donovan pointed this out, and this is kind of how it felt, even though it was like, oh my gosh, that was a terrible half. It was like, okay, but 10 points, that's a few possessions. Like, a whole half, if they don't do their 3rd quarter thing, they'll be fine. And then they did their 3rd quarter thing.
They did their 3rd quarter. In their defense, and I say this jokingly, but 3rd quarters have been the issue. But in fairness to the Thunder, they're pretty bad in the 1st, 2nd, 4th. So that 3rd quarters, the 3rd quarter was not the reason why they lost. But
that was a prime backhanded compliment.
It was like,
I don't even know if it was a compliment, just backhanded.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, that's just how the game went. TJ yeah. Warren went off in the third quarter.
He
it was crazy.
Went off. And it's one of those things where, like, okay, so we saw this happen to the Thunder twice, but the best example of it is the Warriors, where the Thunder go into the half up by a lot. And then the Warriors came out in the third and just put the pedal to the metal and made it a game. And so that's what the Thunder needed to do. They needed to come out with all of the energy and all of the intensity and make it a game right there and then. And instead, TJ Warren scored 4 buckets in the first, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, he had that weird, funky, like, floater from, like, just past the free throw line that was working. He finished 10 of 14, 23 points. And, like, the Pacers, again, like we said, were without Miles Turner, Jeremy Lamb, Oladipo, but their 2 offseason additions in TJ Warren and Malcolm Brogdon, I mean, those they had great games and
led the team in
Thunder
points.
Player Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah. Sabonis started the game kind of rough because he's going up against Steven Adams. That's not a good matchup for him. Steven was keeping him busy.
I thought Steven defended him well.
He really did. And then Steven left the game and he had a little bit of time with Nerlens Noel. And then he had, had Mike Muscala on him for a lot of that second quarter. And it did not go well for Mike. He'd stop him sometimes, but then Sabonis would grab the rebound and put it back up. And once he got that rhythm going, he started getting a groove against Steven Adams too with those putbacks. And yeah, he had a solid night against his former team.
Yeah. I mean, he also had 16 rebounds, but I mean, you're right. Like
a lot of those rebounds though were his own.
Yeah, that's true. The Pacers had 11 offensive rebounds, better than 9. Adams defended him well, especially coming off, that day of rest. It looked like Steven started a little off offensively and then got it going. But
he missed that
really
pass from Chris Paul, which was like a really weird moment. Mm-hmm. Thunder had like back-to-back turnovers early on, which were just sloppy, miscommunications, guys just not being ready. It was a part of one of those.
Yeah. So, but overall, you know, I put this in my takeaways. Like Steven Adams was the only Thunder player who shot above 50% from the floor, and his size did bother Sabonis. Sabonis just likes, you know, he was able to beat up on Muscala a little bit just because he's not as big, and went at those guys. But it wasn't, again, like just how one Thunder player is not at fault here. Like it was a committee effort by the Pacers tonight.
Yeah, they had pretty impressively even.
Yeah, 4 scoring. Guys with 17 or more.
That's ridiculous. That's such a... Yeah, that's not good for the Thunder. Trying to think what else.
You've made all the road trips so far. Now, the Thunder haven't played as many road games as a lot of the teams in the NBA. They are 0-4, though. Like, do you... You see anything like different with this team on the road, or do you think it's just playing like really good opponents, and you know, San Antonio, Utah, Houston, and Indiana?
Well, up until tonight, it was good opponents that kept them close on the road. I was like, that, like, good job. You did exactly what you needed to do. Like, road games are hard to win, and if you can keep good teams close, especially when you're a team like the Thunder that is not expected to make the playoffs, like
I mean, hate the term moral victory, but like, yeah, kind of a moral victory. Like, like they were even kind of outperforming expectations in those games, even though they didn't win. And tonight was just brutal.
Yeah, I mean, in all those other games, they were right in it up until the second half. But even, I know we mentioned it was a 10-point halftime deficit. It felt like way more than that. I mean, this one never, they just didn't have the same level of competitiveness as they did in those three previous road games. And, again, maybe it's just like a, you know, getting not deep into the season, but, you know, 11 games in, a lot of three games in four nights, maybe it just sort of caught up to them a little bit.
Yeah, they started so sluggish that, like, nothing seemed to be running quite smoothly. They didn't seem to have that much energy. Like, maybe I'm always hesitant to say stuff like, it's weird being in different arenas because it's a different atmosphere. And like here, you know, at home, we're sitting courtside, essentially. Here, we're sitting much further up. So it's like, is it just because I'm not right on top of the action that it feels like there's less energy? But I feel like no. I feel like tonight there legitimately was just less energy.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of an interesting point, though. Like how, you know, at home we can see facial expressions. We can see activity from the bench and, like, who's talking to who. Like, it is probably harder to tell that when you're, you know, not at that level with them. And, like, it's basically impossible to predict, like, oh, yeah, they just didn't have, like, energy tonight or they weren't into this. Like, you just never know, like, on a night-to-night basis.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add on this? I feel like we can wrap this up pretty quickly. I mean,
shout out Devin Hall.
Yeah, Devin Hall played
NBA debut.
He played 7 minutes.
7 minutes,
which is
one of one. He was plus five, the highest plus minus.
There you go. Had nothing to do with the fact that it was garbage time.
Yeah, not at all. not at all, but, you know, pretty cool for a guy to make his debut, and it took a game like this for that to happen, but, yeah, sorry. That's the only other thing I wanted to add in there.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, he had to be doing, well, I was going to say he had to be doing something right for them to take him on this road trip, but it also could have been, I mean, he played well. Like he played well in the preseason, but it definitely could have been like, "Uh-oh, we don't have Terrence. Devin
need another body."
Yeah. Let's see. So next, they have a couple days, and they're playing the 76ers. What are your expectations for that game?
Well, I mean, you know, aside from that Wizards game, they played really good at home, so I would expect, you know, the biggest issue with Philly, I mean, it's like a Orlando team that's just much, much more talented. I mean, they're just huge across the board. It's going to be really important for the Thunder to deal with their size. I mean, you're basically back-to-back games against the two best teams in the East, and back-to-back home games in Milwaukee and Philly, and then turn around and hit the road for back-to-back games at LA. So this is just like a really, really tough stretch coming up for the Thunder.
Yeah, sure is. They need it seemed like before tonight that they were making progress in not being so bad in the third quarter. Like the Bucks, yes, they were outscored, but it felt different. It felt like they were still coming out with energy. The Bucks just like,
yeah,
had such a huge charge from Giannis, and yeah, but it didn't feel like the Thunder ever let down. So ideally for them, they'd continue on that path and turn around those third quarters, and if they can stay consistent, could be another good game.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the Chris Paul philosophy that the team probably isn't going to learn much from this game. I don't know if we're going to learn much from this game. It was a weird Tuesday night in Indianapolis, and I was not even there.
just flesh it.
Yeah, flesh it, exactly. That's the post-game philosophy.
There's like a there are all these different tricks and stuff for sports psychology, but there's like one I was always told you should do a physical motion to reset your mentality, and someone suggests, I can't remember if this is like a real thing or if just someone on my team suggested this, but you just like do a flushing motion, like, and then you're good. That is not what I used in games.
Is that what you're doing right now as we like wrap up this podcast?
Yes, I'm physically flushing it. Not.
I think my motion is going to be to like lie down and go to sleep, but you can keep flushing it.
Overrated. Oh, that's a good place as any to wrap up. Hopefully next time we'll have some more interesting basketball to talk about for you guys. Yes, and at some point here, I'll put out an all call for questions. Maybe when we get to a nice round number or like round percentage of games into the season.
Yeah, like if only like the 10-game mark would have just happened or something like that.
Stop. I wish maybe, that would have been perfect.
Maybe 15.
That would have been perfect if I had thought about that beforehand. And then instead of talking about this terrible game for 20 minutes, we had answered some questions. Just talked about it for 10 and then answered questions. But no. next time.
Next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Thunder Buddies podcast. Like it, love it, share it with your friends, your neighbors, your pets, your parents and grandparents and great-great-grandparents, and subscribe. Get all of those people and animals to subscribe, and we will see you on Friday after the 76ers.